This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Young people in our community are receiving positive attention for the work they do helping others with the YICU Service Award. And you can see to it that a worthy young person you know earns an award for giving back. The philanthropic organization behind the YICU Award is For a Better Tomorrow. Cheryl Hussein is on the board of directors.
And we do global philanthropy locally here as well with our youth programs, and then we also do it globally in India and our new project in Haiti.
All right, so you're doing the YICU Service Award. Give me some background on that.
It's a project we started last year. Last year was the inaugural event, and we did it to recognize youth that give back to the community. We felt that there was a gap in our community of kids that may not get recognized for the community service they do, because we know that students get recognized for band, for academics, for athletics, but we felt that there was kind of a gap that need to be recognized for those students who do give back to their community.
Well, could you give me some examples of what the kids are doing in our community?
Sure. Some of them are serving as mentors in academics. Some of them are serving in their church. They're helping out with non-for-profit organizations, whether it might be Habitat for Humanity or Humane Society. So we're finding out there's many things that the kids are doing in this community. We just want to recognize the students who are giving back just to encourage them to continue and, you know, continue as they grow up, continue serving the community and just knowing that we appreciate their efforts.
What is it that the young people get if they win this award? Is it just a trophy? Is there a check? I mean, what goes on with it?
Yeah, good question, because last year we were able to just give out awards, but this year we are growing the event, and FBT is actually going to give a $250 check to a nonprofit organization that the student serves, and there will be 10 students chosen that day.
What are the age categories?
The age category is from 12 to 22, so we're looking at the age from junior high to college student.
So what's your selection criteria for this award?
We are looking for students who have a strong desire to become better leaders in all aspects of life. They would need to show the ability to lead and inspire others and possess a passion for serving others.
So what's the event timeline, Cheryl? I mean, right now we're talking about this, and what we're trying to do right now is get young people interested in nominating their friends or even nominating themselves.
Absolutely.
For this award. And what's the deadline we're looking for?
We're looking at June 15 for the application deadline. And like you said, they can go online, they can nominate themselves, they can nominate a friend, and they can do the application online as well.
Where do you see these young folks heading one day? If you've got someone who's 8, 9, 10 years old, up to college age, who's getting involved in the community and doing volunteer work, what does this build within that young person, and where could it take them one day?
Well, I think we've seen this already happen, that so many times these students give back, and like I said, maybe not have been recognized, and we're hoping that if we recognize them, it'll empower them a little bit more and give them courage to do the next thing, whether that is being a servant leader in college, helping out with non-for-profits, and just exposing them to more non-for-profit opportunities, I would say.
Do you think with the YICU Service Award and getting more publicity regarding that you will inspire young people who maybe aren't volunteering right now? They might see this and think, hey, you know what? Maybe I should get more active.
Yes, we would love that to happen. So that's why, you know, during the YICU event, we will encourage them to bring their friends and family and their friends and their peers to see what's going on. And hopefully that will inspire them.
Well, there's a lot of really great young people in this town. Is it tough to narrow it down and make a choice?
Absolutely. The great thing is that our steering committee here that goes through the applications, we definitely go through them and make sure everyone is qualified. But then we actually send the applications up to Chicago for a nonpartisan party to look through and go through the applications and make sure they actually choose the 10 finalists.
So you have an award celebration coming up on September the 10th.
Yes, we do. September 10th, 2017. It's going to be from 1 to 3 at the Park Regency Hotel. We encourage the public to come. We just think it's a great thing to recognize our youth who are giving back and being servant leaders.
If you were to recommend a young person get active, what's a good way to get started in giving back in their community?
Probably looking at the nonprofits that we have here in town. There are so many, and there's constantly fundraisers going on. They are constantly needing volunteers, and that would be the best way to start, was just looking at our local community for the nonprofits that they could serve.
That's Cheryl Hussein, a member of the board of directors for the philanthropic organization For a Better Tomorrow. Nominations for the YICU Service Award are due on June 15th. I'm Laura Kennedy.